for a quick with our bowlers. I suppose we put their game together, aren't that much when you got Putts, Chad and Havers there. So they're going to learn from experience like that. And yeah, as I said, to take it down to the wire, unfortunately, just fell short. But got to have some credit to those guys. I thought Kruger and Doolan batted well, Chan, in their partnership. So credit to them as well.
How good are they? Are they, you know, would you favour them over New South Wales again to get up next week?
It's going to be a close contest, I think. Did New South get up in the end today?
Yeah, they did.
So they got up, and if they can get Stuart Clarke back, obviously that brings in a fair bit of experience to them. So, and then I suppose they got probably, your more experienced star players, whereas Tassie, I think, played very well as a group together. So it's going to be a real close contest.
What do you sort of take out of the season now, mate?
I think if you break it down, you look at our Shield season, obviously it's below par.
Yep.
We want to be playing a lot better cricket. In saying that, there's three competitions and we won one of them. And I think that's what a lot of people are forgetting at the moment. And you know, a lot of negative stuff, to be honest, in the last week, which is I find pretty disappointing, to be honest. And I think we can take a fair bit out of this season. As I said, three cups up for grabs, we won one of them. And that poor Shield season.
But how do we improve in the Shield and I guess the one days?
Oh, there's no doubt we need to improve. The way to improve in Shield cricket is to play better and bat better. And I think if you look at our batting throughout the group, even though if you look at the whole competition, the runs have been down this year for certain reasons, I think our group needs to be better than that and be making more runs and making it easier for our young bowling attack. So that's something that as a group we got to get back to doing really well. And there's no doubt that we need to improve in Shield cricket. One day cricket this year, yeah, we finished fifth. Three games went down the last two balls. You win two of them, you finish third. You win three, you win the final. So we've got to make sure we win those close contests next year when they come up again.
Is it getting tougher and tougher to be highly competitive in all three competitions though? Or?
Oh, that's what we expect. We're a professional athlete and a professional sports team. So I think if you look at the competition over the last two, 3 years, there's probably not many teams that have been right at the top in all formats, maybe Victoria in the last couple.
Mm.
You look at Tassie this year, they're up there in two out of three. Sorry, it's difficult, but as a professional team, you expect that. And going into next season, we'll be expecting to be up there in all three formats, and we've got to make sure we do our best and learn some things this year that that we can improve on to make sure we are.
How big a gap is there between you and Tasmania, do you think, mate?
Well, I think they play, as you saw this year, they seem to be able to win for most positions, and we did that against them early in the year, actually. So I think we just got to, when the contest gets tight, we just got to win those moments. And we saw it today. I think they, to be honest, they out-batted us in the first, or yesterday's session and the first half of today. I thought we bowled really well to them, and they just batted really well. Once we started getting wickets, we knew it was always going to be hard to start for a new batter out there, playing spinners out of the rough, and we knew if we could get that breakthrough, and as you saw, we got four or five wickets, and those two, Cozzy and X, did batter really well at the end.
So the batting, look, I guess, is the major issue. The bowling's not too bad at the moment.
We've got to improve in all areas.
Yeah.
I think our batting group as a whole needs to be better than what we were this year in Shield cricket, especially with a young, inexperienced bowling attack, which we probably have, and losing someone like an Edmondson for next year is only going to get younger, most likely. So as from a batting group, we've got to take as much pressure off them. That's not to say that they have to start standing up as well. They've all got some games in them, except for obviously Chad in his first game. And then if they start standing up and winning games in those situations. But I think as a group, you take a 370 lead going to the last day every time, even though if you're going to be harsh on it, as a batting group in second innings, we could have got a 450 lead if we batted better, if top order batted better. So, that's basically we've got to improve in all facets, but I think our batting group definitely can take a bit of pressure off our young group.
Many changes in personnel, or just build on what you've got here?
I think the thing is here, if you're talking purely Shield cricket, we've got the talent in our group here. I think this year we didn't perform well. You look at our numbers,